I've put a ban for the time being on the purchase of any new vehicles from members of this government. No matter how dilapidated are the vehicles that are in our fleet, we're going to have to make do with them. These are difficult times for the Ghanaian people, and we should be seen to be acting in respecting that. At the same time, policy that has worked so far, which has run into a lot of problems because of the way it has been abused, which is that officials can buy cars, official cars, that policy will no longer work. No official is going to have the opportunity to buy any official car. So that we put an end to it, and we put an end to where are the cars, where are the cars. Nobody is going to have that capacity anymore. We know the difficulties that have emerged, the events in Kumasi. We believe that those events are systematically being brought under control in the way that they should be. And reassuring the nation that the commitment that we made, that we're going to serve Ghana and the conditions of the rule of law, we're not wavering in that commitment. We believe that the overwhelming majority of the Ghanaian people support us in that commitment.